Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. These are a series of podcasts of Sunday homilies, reflections, and occasional talks given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. This evening's speaker is Father Nathan Castle, OP, Pastor Director of the Catholic Community. It is the Christmas Midnight Mass. We hope you enjoy.
I wonder if you know the name Meister Eckhart. Meister Eckhart is a Dominican mystic. As is often the case with mystics, they get into trouble because some of the things that he experienced and expressed just seemed too out there and far-fetched for his time. Here's one of the things that he said. He lived in the 1200s. My soul is as young as the day it was created. Yes, and much younger. In fact, I'm younger today than I was yesterday. And if I'm not younger tomorrow than I am today, I would be ashamed of myself. People who dwell in God dwell in the eternal now. There, people could never grow old. There, in God, everything is present and everything is new. In the gospel tradition, Jesus doesn't stay a baby very long. He's a baby about that long, and then you turn the page, and he's all grown up. And he no sooner starts to speak, he draws a crowd. For about that long, people are impressed with him and happy about having him around. And then before you know it, he's causing all sorts of trouble. Because he just doesn't seem to understand the boundaries and the limits, the rules, who's in and who's out, and who should stay over there, and he doesn't seem to get any of that. And before long, he's drawing together all kinds of people who start rubbing each other the wrong way. It's like nobody has taught him the rules. He's like this grown-up child who somehow didn't learn what everybody else learned. I recently heard this story, and it's just rattled around in my head, and I haven't been able to make it stop, make it go away. It just stayed with me, and that's one of the ways that the Spirit tells me that this belongs in a homily, maybe even this one. This little guy that I know is not quite three, so qualifies as being in the terrible twos. But he's really not very terrible. In fact, it was hard for me to believe when his grandmother said, the other day he was so upset, he didn't know what to do. And so he bit me. And it shocked me, because he never does that. And he broke the skin, and I bled. And I said, oh, you hurt me. And he stopped his crying right away. And on the spot, learned. The next day, he came to visit again. You know how children usually are. They usually are all about the present moment. But he came into her home the next day, and the first thing he did announcing his presence was, Nana, I won't ever hurt you again. He got that the fact that that he was upset about something didn't entitle him to harm another, and that his action did that, even though he didn't really intend it. And that he also understood a day later that he needed to go back and assure his Nana that he wouldn't do that again. I want to grow up to be like that. Don't you? Wouldn't you love to have that kind of compassion that you saw in an instant and with clarity that the thing you did, or perhaps the thing you ought to have done that you didn't do, hurt another? And that hurting the other hurt you enough that you change on the spot and you don't let the moment pass? I want to grow up to be like that. Eckhart says, "What good is it to me if this eternal birth of the divine Son takes place unceasingly, but does not take place within myself? What if all of this Christmas, what if God came to earth in the person of Jesus long ago and far away, and then went back up to heaven, visited earth for a little while and left, and so we celebrate it once a year? What good is it to me if the eternal birth of the divine Son takes place only once? But what if it takes place unceasingly and takes place within me? What good is it to me if Mary is full of grace? And if I am not also full of grace?" That one used to bother me. I grew up in Our Lady, the Immaculate Conception Catholic Church. And I don't know if any of you were ever at a maid crowning. Did you ever go to a maid crowning? I'm not seeing heads nodding. In our town, in our little Catholic school, it's like they got every candle in town and every flower. And on the 1st of May, they took this big, nearly life-size statue of Mary, put it on the altar, and built this big staircase up to it, flanked it with all these candles and flowers. And this was back in the 60s. There were 8th grade girls in their first high heels and big poofy skirts, and they would totter up there, and somebody got picked to be the one that put the crown of flowers on Mary. It just made me so annoyed. I sat there, but I was so annoyed because Mary's our mother. We don't put our mother on the table and put a crown on her head. I get it, that you're honoring her, but it just looked to me like she was floating away again. And this wasn't helping us understand that she could be right here. She was up there. And I wanted to say, but couldn't we do something that made us understand that she's right here? What good is it to me for the Creator to give birth to the Son if I don't also give birth to Him in my time and in my culture? This, then, is the fullness of time when the Son of God is begotten in us. There's a lot of you here that I don't know. My name is Nathan. I'm the pastor here. I wonder, did anybody over the last month or 6 weeks ask you, what do you want for Christmas? Did anybody ask you that? Why are you nudging him? Did you have to ask him over and over again? Did you ever give her an answer? Yeah. People ask me from time to time, what would I like? I never have anything to say. Have any of you ever said that to someone when they're asking, what would you like for Christmas, and you don't tell them anything? Don't get me anything, I don't need anything. What if I asked you 10 times in a row and I kept pressing for an answer? What do you really want? What's your heart's desire? It might have to be asked a number of times in a row for it to really have sufficient gravity for me to make you understand, no, I really, if you would let me into your heart of hearts, I'd like to go there and I would consider it an honor. What do you really want more than anything? What do you want more than anything? I think I'd say, I want everything. Not like that song, did you hear Santa Baby at all this year? No. You know, I don't want a deed to a platinum mine or checks. No. But I want everything. And I think I come by that naturally because I came from the one who made everything. I'm a chip off the old block. There's something in me that wants it all. I think our Creator wants it all, wants all of us, and wants to give all there is to all of us, and hopes that we can have the heart of a child that recognizes with compassion the need of those around us. Oh, I hurt you. I don't want to do that again. I have something you could use. I see your suffering. I know what you need. Here it is. God is real, and our Father who art in heaven is also right under your nose, and in fact is the air we breathe. In this Eucharist, in the Mass, we ask the Holy Spirit, the breath of God, to come upon a little bit of bread, a little bit of wine, and make it super abundant. Make this little bit of stuff feed us full through and through. Heal us, strengthen us, encourage us, send us out of here different, ready for the miracle to be reproduced in us. What do you want for Christmas? I'll leave you with this. Above all else, then, be prepared at all times for the gifts of God, and be ready always for new ones. For God is 1,000 times more ready to give than we are to receive. For God is 1,000 times more ready to give than we are to receive. But let's not make it any more difficult than it has to be. For God is asking you, what can I get you for Christmas? Now, speak up from your heart and ask for what you want.
Thank you for listening to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu. This is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, the Associate Director and Parochial Vicar for the Catholic Community at Stanford and the voice of Catholic Cardinal Reflections. Till next time, God bless you.